Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Toldos and the month of Kislev, we're waiting to see Bezos Hashem, Yeshua Hashem, Befrat Lachinu Bnei Yisrael, Sheba Eretz Yisrael. Let's take this week's Parsha, Vayetar Yitzchak Lenecha Chishtai, and talk a little about the Koyach of Tefillah. I like to use this as an excuse to get you to learn a few psukim of Nach, maybe something you haven't learned recently. Specifically, Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, tells us about the kingdom of someone named Yehoiachaz, the son of Yehu. Now, Yehu is somebody you should have heard of. He was a very famous melech on the Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin. He had been hidden in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, as is well known. But he had a son, Yehoiachaz. Yehoiachaz is a king about which very little is known. As a matter of fact, there are only a few psukim about Yehoiachaz in Nach. I think there's only one lesson that we can learn from the story of Yehoiachaz, although it's a very significant and important lesson. And Perek Gimel tells us that he was king for 17 years. What was he like? Vayas hara b'nei Hashem. He was not a good king. He did the averus of Yerovam ben Nevat. He was not a good king. Vayichar af Hashem b'Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. V'yidnen b'yad chazal melech haram. V'yed ben hadad ben chazal kol hayam. So the Perek tells us something we're used to. That when Klal Yisrael misbehaves in Atzeinu HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael, so they are subject to punishments by the nations that are around them. However, something unusual happens here. In Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk tells us, V'yechal Yehoiachaz es p'nei Hashem. Yehoiachaz davened sincerely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yishma elav Hashem ki ra es lachatz Yisrael, ki lachatz ois ha-melech haram. He saw the tremendous pressure Klal Yisrael was under. And they daven from pressure. Vayiten Hashem li Yisrael Mashiach v'yetsu mitachas yad haram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. It doesn't say the story. It just says Klal Yisrael had a Yeshua, and they were saved from those who oppressed them. You'll tell me, okay, it's also a pretty typical story in Nach. They're punished, they daven, and they're saved. But wait. Pasuk Vav tells us, Ach, leisaru mechatois beis yirovam eshehechti es Yisrael, bo holach, v'gama asheira amda b'shaimrein. Pasuk tells us an incredible thing, that even though they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them, they didn't do tshuva. They didn't do tshuva at all. The Pasuk says, leisaru mechatois beis yirovam. Not only that, they had asheirais b'shaimrein. They had asheirais. Asheirais, what's going on? The Pasuk is telling us a chiddush gadol, that even if a person is a rasha and doesn't do tshuva, even a person doesn't improve the way he is, the koyach hatfila works anyway. That's the lesson of Yehoiachaz. Even though he didn't do tshuva, the Pasuk says he was just as bad as afterwards as he was before. But because v'yechal Yehoiachaz pnei Hashem v'yishma Hashem elav Hashem ki ro'as lachatz Yisrael, he daven mitach the lachatz of Klal Yisrael, so he was helped. It's an incredible lesson. The Chafetz Chaim in Ala Torah and Parshas Bereishis tells us. He says there are times in the world that Klal Yisrael is punished. It comes a shasorak to Klal Yisrael. Dr. Chafetz Chaim, we have a Kabbalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors a nirdaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says even more, the Chafetz Chaim says. He says, Tzadik roidef es ha-tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yivakish es ha-nirdaf. Rasha roidef es ha-rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yivakish es ha-nirdaf. Somebody is a nirdaf in Eilam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. Not only that, Tzadik roidef es ha-rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yivakish es ha-nirdaf. Even if you have no schusim, if a person's a nirdaf, a Kaddish Baruch Hu turns to him. Dr. Chafetz Chaim, there are times when Klal Yisrael doesn't have schusim, but Kaddish Baruch Hu makes them nirdafim in this world. When you're a nirdaf and you turn to a Kaddish Baruch Hu and you daven to him, even without tzlusim, a person is helped. And that's the story of Yahayachas. A person, even if he doesn't have the tzlusim, he doesn't have the kayat to do tshuva. But if you mevakiv Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an Aaron's kite, you take lachatz, you feel the pressure that you have to turn to Rabbeinu Shalom, even if you feel not worthy, and even if a person is not worthy, that's the kayach HaTzilu. This is a lesson from Melachim Beis, the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, the Chafetz Chaim in Bereishis, by the story of Kayim Behevel, says this, that Elokim Yavakesh is HaNirdaf, is a kayach that comes even when somebody has no zchusim. Let's turn to a second topic, and that's the understanding of Esav. Esav or Edom in this week's parasha is a special place. There's a Yishmael, there's an Amalek, and there's an Esav. Esav is a people that say, we're the chosen people. We're the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. That's the Midah of Esav. That's the Midah of the Western world today. The whole religion of Catholicism is to say, we're the chosen people. The Midah of Esav is this Bahola, make a Bahola against Klal Yisrael to build themselves up. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ilmale Gilgal Chama, Nishma Kael Hamayna Shoraimi. Kael Hamayna Shoraimi means Esav's Kael Hamayna, means the tumult, the noise that Rome makes. If not for the orbit of the sun, we'd go crazy from the noise that Esav makes. Marsha says, Nira didvar melu einoi mamish kemashman. Doesn't mean that the sun makes noise that drowns the noise of Esav. There's a beer. What's the beer? The hamayna shel Edom, the tumul of Edom, it's what you see when you turn on the news. It's Esav belittling Klal Yisrael, putting down Klal Yisrael, and claiming a higher moral ground than Klal Yisrael. It's one thing when Amalek, and Amalek is a Rasha, but the meat of Edom is to say, we're morally right, you're morally wrong. We have a higher standing, we have a better position than you. That's Kael HaMayna Shel Edom. It takes over the world. The tumbling of Edom takes over the world. So what's the antidote? Amalek Gilgul Chama. What's the Gilgul Chama? The Ion Yaakov of Bava Basra, Daftez Zayin, says the following. The Gemara says, well known Gemara, Evan Taiva Haisa Tuliya B'Tzavari Shal Avraham Avinu. Shakol Chayla Araya Eisai Miyadis Rapid. That Avraham Avinu had a special stone, and someone who sees it was healed, and when he was Nifter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed it unto the sun. The sun is, so to speak, in the place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Gilgul Chama, B'shosh Nifta Tola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Galgul Chama, in the rotation of the Chama. All of the Balei Mashava, the Balei Akeda, the Al Shechan, Tehillim, and Kuf Yud Gimel, Beinu Bachya in the beginning of Yisrael, and really before them, the Rajba and his Pirish, which is brought here in the Ein Yaakov, they all say that this refers to Chayli HaNefesh. It doesn't mean a stone that healed sick people. The Gemara actually says that until Yaakov Avinu, nobody got sick. People weren't sick. It means Chayli HaNefesh, people who are for tumult in their Erlichkeit, for tumult in their Frumkeit, for tumult in their Emunah. Avraham Avinu, the glow of Avraham Avinu, the Eben Taiva of Avraham Avinu is the Ein Yaakov, the Eben HaMoir, the seeing, the attitude of a Gadol B'Yisrael, that's the Refuah. It doesn't mean the speeches of Avraham Avinu. It doesn't mean that he made a drasha and it inspired people. It means the Etzem Mitzias, being in the Dalet Amis of an Odom Gadol, so a person sees that, so the Hevelei Olam Hazeh become bottle. The Shtosim around you become bottle. You see the calmness of an Adam Gadol. It calms a person down. It makes a person understand everything around him. It's a tumult. Today we live in a time we're worried about a Chenam B'Shebedei Yisrael Sheberet Yisrael. I mean, you almost can't hold ourselves but to listen to the news and to find out the news. And it's a tumult because most of the news, certainly from secular sources, is about those who are belittling Klal Yisrael and blaming Klal Yisrael. And it's a tumult kite. It's a tumult niche. It comes from a good place. We're worried, but it's hamayna shaledayim. The refuah is the gal kolchama, the brightness of Gedalei Yisrael. You don't have the schus to be in the dalaranis of Gedalei Yisrael, but at least to look at teirasim shel Gedalei Yisrael, to look at what they write about Shas Tzara and to understand what they write about Shas Tzara. It's a different dimension. Dimension of calmness, whatever is going on in the world. Dimension of a person who says, I have something that needs to get done. We saw Rav Palm, the most incredible thing is that whatever he was in the middle of, he had a calm demeanor, even if it was a time of challenge. But he did it in a very calm way, unbelievably eis kecheshmen. Let me share with you an episode I once had with Rapan. When he was ill and he had to go for radiation treatment to the hospital in Manhattan, I wanted very much to have an opportunity to be mishamish him, to drive him. He didn't let me. He said, this Seder in Yeshiva, you can't. Came Ben Azman and he said, okay, Rebbe, there's no Seder today. So he let me drive him. I went with him to the hospital and we went in and I accompanied him into the room we had to be. And then we went home. We got home, I walked into the door. He was in the middle of an illness, you think. Also tumult then. He got to the door. He said, Yisrael, I want to tell you something. I know you wanted very badly to drive me. So I let you drive me once. But from now on, you sit and learn. I'll have one of the bus drivers will drive me. And you stay and you sit and learn. The calmness, the iske cheshben kait, pick me up, take me, drive me, the whole time with me. And when I walk him to his door, he stops. Going to make a cheshben. The whole tumulnish of everything he was going through, at that moment, everything became clear. Everything became clear and calm. To Molig, Galgol Shalchama, we would all drown in the Hamayna Shal Raimi, in the tumul of Raimi all around. You have to look in this time of tremendous worry. You have to channel the worry towards Adavining, Amais, and Tevim. But Baha'u'llah, you need Gagol Shachama. You need the sun, the radiance of Gedolei Yisrael. To be in the Dalet Amnes of Gedolei Yisrael and see the calmness in difficult times. If not, that Shemam Yisrael to be with them, at least to see it in the Vrei and Akkadation. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us. May a pale la'ira mishibid la'gula, hashtav ha'agalov is man kariz, a good Shabbos to all.